Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to The Naked Truth, hosted by me, Lori Corrigan, and sponsored by Snake Charmer Men's Body Waxing. Hey everyone, bear with me today as I talk through an allergy voice. For those who prefer, though, to spell it B-A-R-E rather than B-E-A-R, more power to you. As you know, this show is all about nakedness, spiritual, emotional, mental, and yeah, even physical, because you can't say for sure if I'm not sitting here in my birthday suit. We're paying tribute to the valuable contributions men make both personally and professionally by providing a safe zone for guys to speak their minds amidst the current social climate where they struggle to be heard. Today, you know, I just said men, and there are such things as young men who are not of age yet. 18, I guess, is that threshold between child and adult. I don't buy into that, especially with my guest today. He's a very special young man. His voice may have a few octaves higher pitch than others who sat across from me, but by no means is he any less empowered or empowering. While he excels at regular 11-year-old stuff like baseball, math, and writing, he also embodies an awareness and a worldview that parallels those decades older who are revered for their profound wisdom. That's a mouthful to say about 11-year-old, but you know, Ivan Nowicki, who happens to share that last name, by the way, with his dad, Mike Nowicki, owner-operator of Chandler Auto Repair and Service, and mom, Karen Nowicki, sitting next to me as owner and producer of Phoenix Business Radio X, where I sit broadcasting The Naked Truth. This entire family is phenomenal for many reasons, but one of the greatest reasons is sitting in front of me right now. So just an FYI, if you're tempted to stop listening at this point because you think there's nothing an 11-year-old kid can say that has any value for an adult, you're the very person who needs to stay and listen. Hey, Ivan.
Hello.
Hello. I am so flippin' excited to be talking to you.
So
welcome.
Am I.
Thank you. I've heard you described by others as being an old soul. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
Okay. The short of it is, it's somebody who is more aware than others around them at the same age. And you know things without ever having learned them. You feel them. You just get gut instincts. You have intuition that this might be a good thing to do without even knowing how or why. Would you say that somewhat describes you? How else would you say you would describe you?
I would describe myself as active because during school, I'm constantly playing a sport almost every single day. And in elementary school in fifth grade, we had to write a leader in me speech, and mine was 7 minutes long. It was only supposed to be three, and I had to do it all over. Well, we had to take out like a bunch of paragraphs from it.
And I was going to ask you about that. I think I'm going to go right to that. So hang on, let me find my notes here. So that three-minute paper was about leaving a legacy, and you took to that challenge with such enthusiasm that your masterpiece did end up being 7 minutes and you had no idea. You were putting down everything in your heart and your soul and everything, and it came out not too long, but just too long for this particular thing. So you had the task of taking out half of your masterpiece. How did you go about doing that and not losing the whole message?
It was tough. So it was like 7 minutes before, and then me and my mom had to take out a whole, like a lot. And I didn't end up winning the contest, but we had to take out the whole thing. So I was fine with it because I knew my beginning one was pretty good. I mean, yeah.
Oh, it was spectacular. I don't know if you know how many millions of people read it, but quite a few did. And we were quite stunned that it came out of the mouths of babes, if you understand that. Sometimes things are said by young adults like you, who you just have this ability to put words together in a way that is just enlightening and entertaining. People laugh with you all the time, right? They don't laugh at you. They laugh with you.
Yes.
Yes. Good. You're nodding. Okay. As far as your legacy paper, you're going to hang on to that and utilize that later on in school, right?
Yes.
Where 7 minutes might even be short and you'd have to add to it.
That, yeah. Okay. I could do that.
Yeah, you could. Because by that time, you will have lived more of your life and have more to say. So now, hang on 1 second. I'm out of place here. Oh, something. Okay. So I'm sitting here in a Dodgers t-shirt and I'm getting a devil eye from this boy because you are huge in baseball and it's not the Dodgers you follow. But you do play club baseball with the Snipers.
Yes.
As their second baseman and often lead off in hitting. You just got back a few days ago from visiting family in Wisconsin, where something absolutely amazing happened. You were selected as the junior announcer for the fourth inning of the Milwaukee Brewers home game. I'm sitting here in front of MLB Bigwig. Tell me how the heck that happened.
So I flew into Wisconsin by myself, like the 31st of May. And I was at a Brewers game with my aunt and one of my cousins. And the other one was at school. But so we got seats 3 rows away from the on-deck circle. And then we were there like an hour early. So the people from the junior announcing just came walk by. And they asked me if I wanted to do it. And I was like, sure. So they picked me. And I got to announce Orlando Arcia, Manny Pena, Freddy Peralta, and Lorenzo Cain.
Did they know who you were?
No.
They just saw something in you?
Yeah, they were looking for someone with Brewer clothes on.
Sorry. I have your video that I want to play and it kind of went off early. Is there a way you want to do that? This kid doesn't need any training. Okay, we're going to work on that and then we'll get back to it. So tell me the list of the players again you did this for.
I did Orlando Arcia, Manny Pena, Freddy Peralta, and Lorenzo Cain.
Wow. And that was in order of their appearance or
yes.
Throughout the game? Oh, no, just the fourth inning.
Just the fourth inning.
Okay. Your dad was with you, right?
No, I flew into Wisconsin by myself. And I was just there with my aunt and my cousins.
Okay. So now, where are you or were you there when your dad's on the field and it's the only picture in existence with a smile on his face? Do you remember that shot? Where is he? Oh, the Diamondback game. Oh, you guys were on the field.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every year for Little League, we get to walk around the outfield and just have people look at us.
Yeah.
And so
I know.
He barely does it.
Okay. So, Mike, because I know you're there in the front row right now listening to us, I'm giving you a side-eye smirk because I know you're looking at me with a, oh my God, look.
You don't smile, Dad.
But we all knew he had teeth because in person he smiles a lot. It's just the camera that he doesn't like, right?
Yes.
Are we good with the announcer? Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah, hopefully so. Okay, let's shift it down. Now, like I said, I'm wearing a Dodger t-shirt and you're okay with that. Your team, D-backs, right? I need to.
Not the D-backs.
Who?
No. The Brewers.
Okay. What?
Oh, yeah. So we went to a Rockies D-backs game, me and my mom yesterday. We got there 1 inning late. Not too bad. But then we stayed for 2 innings because it was boring and it wasn't good.
Because the Brewers were ahead?
No, because the Brewers weren't playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Rockies. Yes. So you didn't have a vested interest in it. But
no.
Isn't baseball just a fun experience anyway?
Yeah, it is. But when people are screaming behind you and then you have 3 people in front of you that aren't sitting in their seats and they sit on their knees, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And when you spend $30 on two hot dogs that took 15 minutes to make.
Okay. And then, of course, the beer. Beer is $15.
Yeah,
did you have
that
a couple
was expensive. That's where my mom paid like $90.
Oh, secrets. No, that was a joke, everybody. That is not the case. Oh, okay. So you would not see another baseball game that doesn't include the Brewers, or just this particular one didn't set well with you?
This one, like, we couldn't really see anything. We were like all the way in the back of the outfield, couldn't really see anything. And then when the people came and sat in front of us, it was just kind of hard to like know what was happening.
Yeah. Especially when someone's screaming in your ear, mm-hmm. go D-backs.
Yeah. Especially for the D-backs.
Yeah. Why were you sitting on that side?
Because it was like he was at D-back Stadium. There were no Rockies fans anywhere.
Then you could have had your pick of seats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we already talked about your year of end. I did want to ask you, what comments did your teacher have? Because I understand while she put a little couple of seeds of thought in your mind, that whole masterpiece was yours.
Yes.
You wrote all that.
Yes.
So what did she say after she read the final product?
Well, she added a bunch of notes. She just fixed spelling and punctuation. And then at the very last, it was just the end period that she highlighted and said, this needs to be shorter. And so I was sick the first 2 days that we were starting it. So I only had a week to do it. And then it ended up being 4 pages long. And she was very impressed, but she was like, she didn't understand how I could have done it. But
so she thought mom and dad helped.
Yes, because they took sentences from my paragraphs. They copied and pasted them into Google to see if I was copywriting.
Oh, nice.
They couldn't find anything.
And you said, na, 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 right?
Yes. I was laughing at them.
She looked at that and probably thought, oh, I've got a high school senior on me here, huh?
Yeah, she said this is better than some of the graduating high school, like the high school graduation speeches.
A lot of it was, well, just the way you presented yourself and you presented the material. But the aspects that you pointed to included how to persevere in life, how to believe in yourself, learn from your mess ups, be resilient, and gratitude for sure. Most of all, laugh. I want to hear why you think laughter is so important.
Laughter is important because if you didn't laugh, you wouldn't really be happy. And then there's like, not saying that you should commit suicide, but there's like no point in like having nothing and not laughing. You would need to have something to look forward to. And if you're just mad all the time, you wouldn't be able to experience like the joy and laughter.
Exactly. And do you know that laughter brings about hormonal change with endorphins that are the happy hormones that make you feel high, not drug high, but just happy high, and like you can accomplish anything. Laughter is the best medicine. You've heard that, haven't
you?
Yes. Yeah, it's true. It's not even medicine, but it really does the trick because mm-hmm. our body takes care of us. So you are right on the spot. Is your future still pointed toward either engineering or pro ball playing?
Yeah, it is. It is.
What else might be noodling around in there?
I don't know. I don't know what I want to really be.
You're all grown up, so you can't finish that sentence when I grow up because you're already there. So now it's just a matter of choosing from so many options, huh?
Yes.
Mom and dad have any say in that? Or are you getting to be just be on your own, do your thing?
They just want me to figure it out by myself. And if I need help, they'll help me. But they want me to do it by myself.
And you're good with that, aren't you?
Yes.
You are awesome, I just have to say. Ah, I also understand you have neighbors with two little boys who look up to you like a brother. What advice do you have for them as they begin elementary school?
Just to be kind to everyone, because once you're mean to one person, then they'll like want to be mean back because they don't think you deserve respect. So if you just be nice to everyone, they won't. You'll have friends as everyone, and you'll gain more respect.
Have you done that with someone who seems sad or angry or just disconnected? And just by talking to them and recognizing them and saying hi, they sort of came out of that funk and you saw them light up, right?
Yes.
And what is that? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because if they're not enjoying stuff, then it's kind of sad for other people to see them not doing anything. So if you just go up to them and acknowledge them, they'll feel good.
Mm-hmm. Like even the checker at the grocery store, who they probably, I'd say 90% don't make eye contact when we go through with our food. And they wear a name tag. So a fun thing to do is to, hey, Charlie, while he's ringing up your food. And although they don't do this anymore, I'm doing it typing with my fingers. It's just a slide thing. So I'm dating myself hugely here. And then Charlie will turn to you and go like a puppy with a cocked head. What do you want? And then you say, hey, just wanted to say hi. Nice to meet you. And the response is amazing. You can see the face just warm and the smile come on. And you've experienced that a lot. You know the power of that.
Yes.
Cool. Well, you and Mom published a mini book in 2018 called
The World According to Ivan.
Yes, which includes 80 insightful and funny things you've said between the ages of 2 and 10. Jeez. Proceeds from this passion project went to Scott Foundation, which helps Arizona foster kids transition out of the system and inspires them to become thought and service leaders. Was that your choice?
Yes, my mom chose, like, gave me some options. And since I knew Scott Foundation before that, I wanted to choose that one.
Have you met anyone who's benefited from Scott Foundation?
Yes, I've met the owner and I've met a couple of their
kids.
Yeah, their kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you find? There was anything different about them as kids?
No, they're normal. There's nothing different. Except for maybe that they don't have parents, but you can't tell that. If they were on a street, wouldn't find them.
So you understand how parents are important, but they're not. If they're not there, that doesn't mean you will be a failure or unable to have a happy life, right? Yeah. There are foundations and individuals who help make sure that does happen for those without parents. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to be a part of that. Did you have a presentation? After?
Yes.
Did you give them one of those big checks, those big gigantic checks?
Yes.
You did? Oh, walk me through what happened there.
It was like, so I gave them like how much percentage was it? About, $800 of the, like,
the money, proceeds from the money
proceeds,
book?
Yeah. And we gave them that and we gave it in a check and it, like, and then, yeah, we gave it to him in a check. And then we had a bunch of fundraisers for the book. At like restaurants and.
Perfect. And so were the kids the ones who took the check away or the organizer?
It was like both. They had some kids help with it as the organizer helped with it.
Do you understand why you might? Not more special, but just be a little bit more aware of social situations than others your age. Let me put that a different way. Do you get along with those older than you?
Yes.
Because I'm considerably older than you and we're having a great conversation. From my perspective, you have an ability to communicate and converse with others far beyond your age. Would you agree?
Yes.
And you like to communicate. You like to reach out to people. And the word help comes to mind. Is that what you want to build your life around?
Yes. Helping not only younger people, but older people as well.
Would you, okay, let's dovetail from that and see if you would be interested in picking a page or two from the book and reading it. But first, tell us the backstory.
So about this book, it was from when I was 2 years old to, well, we made it when I was 10, but we stopped putting quotes in it when I was like 7 because some of the stuff wasn't getting like friendly.
Oh man, that's a whole nother book. You better put one together that's R and then maybe worse.
Okay. Well, so we've just added the stuff I said over the years into this book to make a book.
Okay. Do you have some favorites or are you just going to pick some at random?
I'll just pick a random one.
Okay.
This one was when I was 6 years old. I think Devin and I are becoming friends because we talked today on the bus. We talked about weather.
Oh my gosh. That is so astute. Because when you know someone either too well or not at all, you talk about the weather. Mm-hmm. So it could have gone either way.
I got two more.
Go ahead.
The next time I see Dr. Salek, I need to ask him about Viagra. I said, what the heck do you know about Viagra? That's what my mom said. Nothing. That's just what the commercial told me to ask my doctor about.
Oh, okay. And you made sure that happened, right, Mom?
And then this one was when I was like 4 years old. Mom, the bubble guppies know everything, just like Daddy, he says while I'm trying to prove a point. How about Mommy, I dare ask. No, you don't know a lot, he responds. Well, at least I know where I stand.
Choose one more. Let's close with another one. Thumb through and see one you really like.
Here's a sort of long one. I think this is about when I was 6. It's breakfast in bed day for you, Mom, okay? Sounds great to me. What am I having? Says my mom. Toast. Perfect, Mom says. Walks into the kitchen, back in 40 seconds. What kind of toast do you want? Potato bread, please. Walks into the kitchen, back in 30 seconds. How many pieces? Just one. Walks into the kitchen, back in 20 seconds. Can you help me close the bread bag when I get up? Walks into the kitchen, back in 10 seconds. I've changed my mind. I want you to make me an egg sandwich.
And you didn't expect that at all, right? Of course not. Did you get your toast? And yeah. You got your egg sandwich.
Yes.
Okay, so it was mutual. Of course you did. Well, kiddo, do you have anything else you would like to say that isn't on any list? It's just percolating in your head? Or anything coming up you want to tell everyone about?
Oh, yeah. I got baseball tryouts tomorrow for the AAA 12U Snipers.
Nice.
And it's a club team. Play doubleheaders almost every week, and we have tournaments. And our double A team last year, in 11U, we got like 7 rings, I think 3 gold and 4 silver.
Wow!
And then my little league team, which was coached by my dad, the 3 up, 3 down, that happened a lot. We won the championship also. So now I have a silver from Little League, a gold from Little League, 3 silvers from club ball and 4 silvers from club ball.
Nice. Come on, buddy.
3 gold. I don't.
Too many to count. It's like the Academy Awards, you know.
Yeah,
they're all just
I'm
up
getting
on the
confused.
Shelf. Tell me why you go to California and New York.
So we're going to California for a family reunion to get all of my mom's side of the family together because I just went to my dad's side. And then I'm going to New York because my sister's moving to New York for Brooklyn. And me and my mom were looking at like famous spots near Brooklyn. Everything was a crow's fly. Yeah,
crow's
I think.
Crow's fly away.
Yeah, crow's fly away, which we learned is a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
The Empire State Building is like 11 minutes away. Times Square is like 5 minutes away. New York is by Times Square.
Pizza is everywhere.
Yeah, pizza's like 2 minutes away.
Oh, not even.
Yeah.
You get to try all of them, all thousands of them.
I don't know. Maybe.
Now, your sister's going to New York. Why?
Because she was getting, like, a promotion from Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And since she's not in college anymore, she can work there, like, full time.
And this is her dream job, huh?
Yes.
So what do you think about having an older brother and sister who are already adults and out in the world living on their own? Do they feed you information about what life is like?
Yes, they help me, like, understand what to do and when to do it and why to do it, so I don't get messed up in what's happening in my life.
So maybe, unlike the rest of us, you'll follow an example of your brother or sister who says, hey, I tried this and it doesn't work, so don't do it. Because most of us will just go do it and say, oh, that's not going to happen to us. But you take their advice to heart.
Yes.
And you respect and love them very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mom and dad, they're pretty cool, I think.
Mm.
Oh, that's not nice.
No,
you sound
good.
Like a Christmas story. What? Randy, the brother, and his mashed potatoes. All right, kiddo. Well, okay. We're good. You put your heart on the table. Nothing more?
Yes.
You have more?
No.
Well, we can have a part two at some point as well. But for right now, you've been listening to The Naked Truth, hosted by me, Lori Corrigan, and sponsored by Snake Charmer Body Waxing. We have been having a delightful chat with Ivan Nowicki. Nowicki, not now. Nowicki. And you did bear with me today as I talked through an allergy voice. So I thank you for that. And with that voice, I'm going to give you a quick host bio for those who don't know me yet. Within the first 3 minutes, they meet me, Lori Corrigan, a.k.a. the Snark Snake. Yeah, well, the Snark Charmer, too. You know what, though, Karen? That is absolutely a great tagline. Oh, marketing is all over the place. Snake Charmer, I persuade my men's body waxing clients to be 100% physically and emotionally vulnerable to me. Guys willingly sign over their modesty, fear, intimidation, and genitalia in exchange for a promise of enhanced comfort and prowess. Because I'm half goddess and half good witch on my mom's side, I quietly perform mental hocus pocus to magically melt away social stigma and industry hype, which there is a ton of. The trust clients willingly lay at my altar is something I treat with great respect and gratitude. And our sponsor wants to say, oh my gosh, it just went black. Nope, there it is. Thanks to Steve Carell's 40-year-old virgin, the social stigma of men's body waxing holds you gentlemen hostage for a ridiculous reason and keeps you from enjoying this game-changing life hack. There is a reason why so few waxing studios offer men's services. And let me tell you, many that do should not. You'll walk out of there injured. And this is not maligning my industry. This is stating the truth of what I've seen throughout my career. The bottom line is Snake Charmer men's body waxing is not the norm, which means a much better experience for you. Not only are you 100% physically safe and emotionally safe, but you're also the focus instead of just an afterthought. So head over to snakecharmeraz.com where you can watch how a men's Brazilian wax is done from start to finish. snakecharmeraz.com. Thank you. Till next time.